Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Side Hustle Pro Podcast. It's Nikayla here, and today I want to get into something that intimidates a lot of business owners, confuses a lot of business owners, and for some business owners just makes them really, really happy because they work. And that thing that I'm talking about are Facebook ads. Okay. So Facebook ads are something that I have been employing in my business since the very start, since it was just a side hustle. And even before it was a podcast, I was using Facebook ads on my then blog. And fun fact, Facebook ads got me hired to do this professionally. So I used to work for National Public Radio, and I got this job because at the time I was doing my own Facebook ads, I was able to ramp up and learn a lot really quickly by testing. Of course, taking some courses here and there as well, but learning a ton and able to do that for an actual organization professionally. So that just goes to show the power of learning this. And it's also powerful for you because as a business owner, as a side hustler, you should absolutely understand how Facebook ads work. Even if long-term you don't want to do this, even if you want to hire somebody else to do it, you got to know what success looks like. You got to know what they're talking about to make sure that you are really getting your money's worth. So the goal of this episode is twofold. One, I want to demystify Facebook ads for anybody who's intimidated or confused. And I also, number two, is want you guys to test some more. So if you are already testing, great, good job. I hope this sets off some aha moments that helps you to do even more and have even more effective ads by sharing what I'm doing and what I've learned. And if you aren't testing at all and you're nervous, I want you to be able to get started. So let me break it down. All right. Number one, the first thing you should think about is, what does success look like? I can't tell you what success looks like because I'm not in your business. I don't know what your goals are, but what does success look like for you? Does it mean X amount of clicks? Does it mean X amount of visits to your website or landing page? Does it mean X amount of conversions? So people go into a landing page and either buying a product or signing up for a webinar or something that you have going on. This is something that you should identify and know starting out before you even create one ad. You have to know what success looks like for you. And that's going to help you also determine your budget, which we'll get into in a little bit. In addition to identifying what success looks like, you also have to think about, okay, is my offer good? Is what I'm offering good? Is this something that people want? And there are a couple of different ways that you can know what people want and if your offer is something that they want. Having an offer comes down to knowing your audience. So if you know who your ideal person is, your ideal customer, listener, blog visitor, all of that, then you will understand if your offer is good for them. So you heard people like Zakiya Blaine, who was on this show, the creator and founder of the FBF Body merch line, right? She talked about the fact that she's gotten to a place in her business where she knows her audience so well. She knows. And she also frequently speaks with them by showing them, giving them a taste, asking them, like, you like this? Do you like that? So that's the kind of relationship you need to develop so that as you are developing an offer and getting ready to run ads for it, you know, hey, this is what people want to begin with. So that's one way to know. And for me, with the Goal Getter Action Plan, it's something I was doing anyway. This system and this process of breaking my goals down into 12 weeks, identifying, you know, one to focus on each month, and then just focusing on trying to do something 1 hour a day. That's the process I was already doing when I was side hustling. And I was doing it so well, and it was working out for me. I was getting results and I was sharing the results on social, and people were asking me, how are you doing this? What are you doing? So that's when I knew that this is something that people are interested in. Another thing to know about your offer is, even if it's great, and again, by offer, I mean, you know, the thing that you are setting up a Facebook ad to promote, the thing that you want people to take an action on when they see your ad, right? Not only do you need to know if your offer is good, but you need to know how to describe it. If people don't know what you mean, if they are not clear on what they're getting, then even if it's a great thing, you are not going to see the results that you wanted to with that ad. And this is why testing is so important, because when you're starting out, you are going to struggle a bit with the copywriting, you know, the text that you put in the ad. Then you know, you're going to struggle with, how do I break down the description into a catchy headline, into a catchy, like, caption that goes over the ad headline, all of that good stuff. The primary text, they call it on Facebook ads. That is gonna, you know, shake you up a bit, unless you are a professional copywriter, which most of us are not. So the more you work on describing, the better you'll get at making sure that people understand the value just by looking at your ad and want to take action. This is going to come with practice. This is going to come with continuing to speak about what you do. So the more I speak about the Goal Getter Action Plan, and the more I say, hey, this is my productivity blueprint, this is what I use, this is how I'm able to juggle motherhood and my side hustle pro business, because I just focus on sticking to my system. And, you know, my system, it's like coloring, right? Sometimes you might color out the lines a little bit, or, you know, it's like, they say, like, an airplane doesn't go in a straight line your entire trip, but it's always going in that direction. That's the same thing with the Goal Getter Action Plan. It does not require you to be perfect. It just requires that forward motion. So the more I continue to think about, how do people need me to break this down? How do people, what would make sense? Like, do people get what I'm saying? I'm constantly asking myself that, because that helps me to make my ads even better. Now let's talk about budget. One of the reasons why I think advertising intimidates people is because they think about it from this lens of, oh, I have to invest so much. Like, Facebook advertising is for people with thousands of dollars in their budget. Nope, not at all. If you have $5, you can be doing Facebook ads, because $5 is how much I used to put towards promoting my Side Hustle Pro episodes. And what that did for me, my Side Hustle Pro episode ads that I started doing early on in the Side Hustle Pro journey, because let's face it, with these Facebook pages, it can be tricky to get your stuff visible in the feed. So I started to put a little money behind promoting it to make sure people who liked my page were seeing the fact that I have this content out, I have a new episode out. And there are different objectives for which you create ads. That's why I say you have to know what success looks like. So at the time, I was most focused on visibility. So Facebook, when you're getting ready to set up a campaign, it will ask you to define that objective. And since you guys heard me talk about knowing what success looks like, you'll already have that in mind. You'll know if you want brand awareness or if you want traffic or if you want conversions, so forth and so forth. For me at the time, it was all about brand awareness. It was all about people learning that the Side Hustle Pro podcast exists and clicking over and seeing it enough times to take an action, because they say people have to see your stuff a few times before they take action. They have to see your content a few times before they take action. So I started with $5 a day. I would run it for 2 days sometimes, 5 days sometimes, 7 days sometimes, until it was time for the next episode. So, you know, $10 to $35 I would spend, and I would budget that. And I'm not going to get into, you know, what your budget is, because everyone's budget is different. But I guarantee that if you have $5, you can put some money towards Facebook ads and you can find a way to reallocate funds in your business or even in your personal life. Reallocate what you might spend on entertainment that month and think about putting that towards your advertising. So when it comes to your budget, sometimes we come into the advertising process with assumptions. So you might think, okay, I have $100 to spend. I want, you know, 100 people to sign up for my email list. And so you're estimating that it's going to cost you $1 per click. And all those people, once they click, are going to convert. So that is an assumption. What could actually end up happening is, because you are targeting your ad towards a cold audience, right? Maybe you haven't done this before, so you don't even have a list of customers that you can retarget, or your Facebook page, you just started yesterday, so you can't just target it to people who like and have been engaging with your content because it's brand new. That's okay. But just know that with your budget, you have to be open to learning what your cost per click or your cost per impression or cost per conversion is going to be, because you might think it's $1 or less, and it might end up being $3 or $4. In addition to that, when people are taking the action, there's actually going to be a percentage of them that don't convert all the way. So let me say that again. When people are clicking on the link in your Facebook ad, only a percentage of them might actually follow through and continue to sign up for your freebie, which will put them on your list. Okay. So you have to account for that and know that your budget, your every dollar of your budget does not match apples to apples with what's going to happen with your email list, with how many leads you're going to get, and so forth. So you have to go in with the mindset and keep in mind the behavior of people who are on Facebook. So people who are on Facebook to engage with content, to be entertained, to catch up with family, to laugh, kiki, all of that, right? They see something, they see your ad, it interests them, they click on it. But now it's requiring them to do a whole other thing, right? So for example, if you you have an ad that's linking to your podcast, they click on it, they think, you know, okay, learn more, let me see what this is about. And then it opens up in Apple Podcasts or Spotify and they're like, whoa, I don't have time to listen to this right now. So the follow through might not happen in that moment. However, they're now made aware of this. Or they click and they see the opportunity to download this freebie, they second guess, they're like, do I need this? Because they know that, okay, now you're getting my information. So all of these things can happen because people are on Facebook at the end of the day to use Facebook. They're not on Facebook to sign up for a bunch of products based on ads that they see. So you have to keep that in mind and be realistic that it will take some time to learn your audience and understand that the budget and the cost per click and the cost per lead may not be what you think it is. But the good thing is, the reason why we're starting this and the reason I'm starting this is because I want to start to be able to plan and project everything from leads, you know, number of people who will sign up, to projected revenue based on how my ads perform. And after you have been running a certain ad set and campaign for a while, AKA, you know, like at least 30 days, you can start to see those trends and patterns. So that's why we're here. Okay, guys. Do you know the number one reason that it took me a minute to start making money from my side hustle? It was simply because I hadn't thought about how to message and tell people about my services outside of social media. And what I realized is that social media is great to meet people, but most of my audience needed to actually hear from me via email to click purchase. So that's when I started to pay attention. And the good news for you is that AWeber has all of the tools that you need to stay connected with your audience, to share your messages about your products or services, and to make money. With AWeber, you get the email marketing solutions that you need to grow your business. And you can choose from a huge library of pre-built email templates. So you don't have to have any experience or design background to create beautiful, professional looking emails. You can just use the easy drag and drop editor to create custom emails. You can even connect your brand's Facebook page and an email design will automatically populate. AWeber also has a landing page builder with access to unlimited landing page templates and a pre-stocked image library. So you can create your custom landing page in minutes without paying thousands of dollars to a graphic designer, okay? Plus, the landing page builder, you have the ability to collect payments on it. So you can set up a landing page and start selling your products or services online directly through AWeber. It only takes a few minutes to get set up and start making money. You can even do it like me in your closet office while your baby is crying. Oh, and you definitely need to use AWeber's push notifications, okay? Because it allows you to send messages to your visitors even when they're not still currently on your website. And all of these features are included in an account. No a la carte pricing. In fact, they even have a free plan. And guess what? Side Hustle Pro listeners, you can try AWeber's Pro plan right now. No risk, no credit card. Visit AWeber.com and enter code HUSTLEPRO for a free 30-day trial of AWeber's Pro plan. Again, that's AWeber.com and use code HUSTLEPRO to try the Pro plan for 30 days free. So guys, I know that you are passionate about your side hustle, right? That's what brings you here. But you are probably not as passionate about the long hours spent working on the not so fun parts like the contracts, the invoices, the proposals, the time tracking, all of that, right? Well, that is why I'm introducing you to Indie. So Indie is this simple and time-saving online platform for side hustlers, solopreneurs, and freelancers just like us with software tools that help you to manage the operational aspects of your business like the boss that you are. You can create and customize proposals and contracts and agreements from one of their many professional templates, and you can also quickly and easily generate and send invoices to get paid faster. Very clutch. And track your time and your tasks all in one simple tool. Indie makes it easy to organize and manage your side hustle while staying out of your way so you can focus on the actual business needs of your business. And you can get all of this for free, or you can upgrade and go premium for only $6 a month. So if you're ready to take your side hustle to the next level, visit weareindie.com/side hustle to sign up and receive 2 free months of premium access to Indie's Pro Bundle, okay, for free. Use promo code SIDEHUSTLEPRO at checkout. So handle your business and leave the paperwork, the time tracking, and the not so fun yet necessary parts of running a business to Indie. Head over again to weareindie.com/side hustle and use promo code Side Hustle Pro so you can get started today. All right. The next part of your ad, the media. So Facebook, when you're getting ready to set up your ad, it will ask you to add media. That can be a photo, that can be several photos, that can be a video. Now, you will hear some people make blanket statements like only videos work on social right now, only do video ads, all of that stuff. But the reality is, it really depends on who's doing the video, what's in the video. I have seen static images do really, really well because of the eye-catching nature of the image or the humorous nature or what have you. Like, at the end of the day, we're all testing to make sure that we use an image and we use copy, aka text in the description box, that grabs people. And that once it grabs people, they stay long enough to finish reading, to comprehend quickly what's going on in that ad, what they're getting, what's being offered to them, and decide to take an action. So with your media, don't put a bunch of pressure on yourself to have the perfect image. Because I've also seen images that are not perfect, that don't look like you've come from a photo shoot, that's not a headshot, do way better. And I actually believe those do way better. But sometimes you just have what you have, you know? So start with what you have. The only requirement is don't make it dark, fuzzy, blurry, all of that. Now that will never work. What you want to do is make sure it's high res, people can see you, okay, it's clear, it's eye-catching. Do that and start from there. Go from there, put up a few tests. Another thing, when it comes to media, you want to make sure you have at least 3 different versions of your ad with different photos or different videos to test out which one does best. It doesn't mean you turn it off right away, you know, after 24 hours that you see one has a cost per click of 50 cents and one has a cost per click of, you know, 150. What you want to do is give it some time to learn. Facebook will even say that. They'll say, we're still learning. We're learning this audience, we're testing them out in the algorithm. It's still building. It's still building in that period. But you start to see quickly, okay, which picture is getting some more attention. But you also have to realize that when you start a campaign and you have different ads within an ad set, sometimes they deploy at different times. Sometimes they are approved at different times. So you can't even truly say like this ad will continue to have a lower cost per lead or cost per click or cost per impression, because you still have to give it some time to see. So after a few days, you start to really see more trends that you can actually trust as far as that particular ad set, not as far as campaigns overall. Because again, you still want to wait 30 days to start to predict and project based on that campaign. And let me know if this is too jargony, y'all, when you listen to this episode. Give me some feedback. Let me know what you want me to break down even more. I am going to link to me updating a demo ad, all right? So in this episode, you can go to the show notes and click on sidehustlepro.co/Facebook ad. And when you go over there, you're going to be able to download this quick video tutorial. So I'm basically just going to do a screen record and walk you through how to put up an ad. So if you need all of that, clearly me describing it is not going to be helpful. So if you actually want to see me walk through it and you get intimidated by the whole Facebook ads platform, I got you. Go to sidehustlepro.co/Facebook ad. And I am going to walk you through my screen as I'm setting up an ad. Okay, cool. Speaking of setting up an ad, let's talk about targeting. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Targeting. Now, this is the part that matters the most. It matters the most because, let me tell you guys, audience targeting is the most critical component when it comes to a paid Facebook campaign. Targeting the right people will result in a lower cost per action. And again, that action is going to be determined by what campaign objective you choose. So whether it's cost per click, cost per impression, cost per lead, conversion, all of that, right? So what you want to do is make sure you really test out different audiences. I'm not even going to tell you, yes, you should know your ideal customer, your ideal person, your ideal target audience, but then finding that person on Facebook is a little bit tricky because there are two things that you can do. You can target a warm audience. So a warm audience are people who are already on your email list, are people who, so you can retarget, you can literally upload the names on your email list to Facebook and Facebook can retarget those people with your ad. They can retarget people who have visited your website because they can put tracking code on your website and are able to retarget people. This is how people follow you around the internet, you guys. All right. This is part of the way they follow you around. So things like that are warm traffic. So those people who have signed up for your list or who have visited your website or who follow your page, have liked your content, those people are warm because, you know, you've developed some kind of relationship. They like you enough, they like your content enough that they visited, they were interested, they wanted to know more, they signed up to know more, or they visited your page to know more, or they visited your website to know more. When it comes to targeting people cold, meaning you know the profile of your person is a 22 to 24 year old women who, you know, go to Essence Fest and like Issa Rae and also love Starbucks, for example. Now you are given an option by Facebook to put in the demographic info to target these people. So you can target by age, you can target by gender, you can target by keyword interest. So you can put in things like Essence Festival, you can put in things like awkward black girl, you know, Issa Rae, and you can't put in every single thing you've ever thought of in the world. Like, if someone more niche or if it's someone more niche, they're not going to show up when you enter in that keyword is just not going to show up at all. But for more bigger, more well-known and recognized keywords, those are going to show up. So you can test out finding those people based on those interests. Facebook actually calls it interest, not keywords. So here's the thing. If you compile those interests all together, you're not going to know which one is really performing the best. So what's recommended is that you actually create a different ad set for every interest and for every, you know, thing that you would type in as a interest, aka keyword. So you create one to see, okay, how do women in this age bracket who live in the United States, who go to Essence Festival, perform? How do men who fit in this gender, you know, fit in this age group, who live here, who like this podcast, how do they perform, and so forth and so forth. And then again, you wait, you give your time, your ads some time to learn, your ad sets some time to learn, and then you're able to assess, okay, which interests are really where my people are, which interests perform the best, aka when I target my ad based on these interests, which one has the lowest cost per action. And that's how you know, and that's how you start to understand what things you should zero in on and who you should target. I will say that when I began, and again, this was early days, over 5 years ago, when I started doing Facebook ads, I used to combine interests all together. It was working, so I was like, why not? I know when I make this, I tag a bunch of things all together, and I'm just gonna call it Black Woman Who Like Black Girl Magic. You know, and I would just put it all together, and yes, it worked. But then when it came time to really assess, okay, what about this ad set made it successful, I could not tell you. And that's not necessarily good. So test out breaking out and targeting by ad sets and breaking out those interests.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024. All right, so we went over defining what success looks like before you even get started. We went over having a great offer, a solid offer. We went over determining your budget and keeping in mind that people are not necessarily going to perform how you think they will. So start small, but really ramp up. I right now am putting, you know, anywhere from $500 to $1,000 towards my ad. And that's because I've grown to that level where I'm earning in my business that I can put that towards my ad. However, that is completely for learning. And I'm not going to ramp up to invest tens of thousands until I've started to relearn my audiences, because it's been a while since I've been running ads consistently, and I want to be able to make accurate and on target projections. So we went over budget. We went over media. We went over how you have to test. And testing is the key word here, because even when you hire an agency, at the end of the day, they have to test, especially if they're not as familiar with your target audience. So the more you know, the better. And do not be afraid to get in there and start to practice. Get your reps in. We also went over targeting and, you know, warm targeting versus cold targeting. So with that, you can actually create your first ad. And again, I walk you through this. I give you a tutorial that you can see in this freebie that I'm giving you right now. So go over to sidehustlepro.co/Facebook ad to get that, so you can see me walk through setting up a demo ad. And with that, I want you to keep in mind a few key points. Number one, you don't have to be a master at this Facebook ad stuff. You really do not. You do not have to go in there as someone who knows everything. What you need to do is just try. And my goal, again, was to demystify ads for you. So go in there with that mindset. Like, I'm just going to demystify this. I'm going to go in here and just like clear up any confusion. And then I'm going to get my practice in, because I know with practice, I'm going to get better. I'm going to get more confident. And I'm actually going to get results that lead to higher revenue for my business. And you also don't have to do everything at once. So again, you will see other people, especially when you use the Facebook ads library as a reference point, you will see other people running 10 ads at once. You'll see people running videos. You'll see people doing story ads, you know, Instagram or Facebook story ads. You absolutely do not have to do that. Here's what I'm doing. So I'm starting out with warm targeting for my ad set. I'm starting out with 2 ads just because I want to quickly get something up, but I will be ramping up slowly. So I'm starting out with warm targeting with my Facebook page. So people who have engaged with the Facebook page, I'll increase that to retargeting email lists, retargeting website visitors, and then I will move into cold targeting sometime in the next week. So with the Goal-Getter Action Plan funnel, remember, this is my, I'm actually using the Goal-Getter Action Plan to make this my next 12-week sprint. I am focusing for the next 12 weeks on making this funnel really, really solid, really impactful, really powerful, and really smooth, you know, from the first time you engage to you actually seeing the fuller offer and going through the reminder emails and all of that. Like, that is my focus. So I hope that walking you through me doing it will help you understand like how you can do the same, how you really can focus on one thing. And with the 12-week sprint process that I teach in the Goal-Getter Action Plan, you focus on one thing per month. So to clarify, for the next 30 days, I'm focusing on this. Then for the other 2 months, I'm focusing on something else. But when I don't do this, and when I move away and think I could just freestyle, what ends up happening is I have so many goals and plans that none of them gets the full attention and full effort that it needs to execute. And in order to do something really well and make money, you really actually need to tune out most of your ideas. It doesn't mean that you never explore them. It doesn't mean that you never get back to them, but you literally have to focus on one thing at a time for a certain period of time before you can do something else. Another example I'll give you with that is I focused on podcasting consistently for 5 years before I moved into video podcasting. So if I have inspired anyone to do video, if I've excited anyone to do video, that is awesome. But don't put pressure on yourself. I did this audio only podcast for 5 years before I ever considered video. And because I know how much it takes to grow something, that's why I did that. Because 5 years, it goes by pretty fast. Like, it's not as long as it sounds. And two, by focusing on podcasting and focusing on my podcast for 5 years intensively, I was able to grow to over 5 million downloads. Now, if I was trying to do podcasts and YouTube at the same time, I bet you they would both be under that. I can guarantee they would both be under that. So now I'm in a place where I know that I can have a strong podcast while also starting to move into YouTube, move into video, and ramp up and get ready to devote the attention that this is going to need over the next several years to grow into the platform that I want it to be. I hope that didn't go over your head. All right. Last thing I want to say before we end this episode, number one, don't forget that you can always look for inspiration over on the Facebook Ads Library. I will link to it in the show notes. And finally, don't forget, you can see how I set up an ad inside of Facebook Ads Manager when you go over to sidehustlepro.co/Facebook ad. And that's it for this week, you guys. I will see you next week. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you will receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.